Disclaimer: today's story and conversation deals with some dark and mature themes and topics which some listeners might find disturbing. These are only my personal thoughts and opinions. Listener's discretion is advised. We are all going to die, and we all know it. This can be both a burden and a blessing. Welcome to A Walk Within. A show where we visit a short story from around the world and reflect on my personal life experiences invoked by it to find newer meanings. I'm Anoop, and in continuation of the theme of this season, we will visit a darker short story from the bygone era. Today's story is The Most Horrible Story by John W. Jakes, which was published in Imagination Stories of Science and Fantasy magazine in January of 1952, and how it made me think of the ultimate unknown, the ultimate horror, death. As always, we'll start with the story once we are back.
This is A Walk Within, and today's presentation is The Most Horrible Story by John W. Jakes. The room was a very plain room. It had four walls, a ceiling, a floor. But it was new to Thompson, because he had never seen it before. He stood in a relaxed fashion, studying it. There was a desk in the center of the room. It was gray. Thompson could not identify the material from which it was made. A very old man with a clipped beard sat behind the desk. A candle flickered in a brass holder on top of the desk.
"Pardon me."
The old man looked at him. He had been looking at Thompson for a long time. In fact, Thompson could not remember a time when the old man had not been looking at him.
"You like horror stories, I take it. That's why you're here. Everybody in the world likes a good horror story, at least once in their life."
"Yes. I guess that's why I'm here."
"Fine."
He reached into his desk, where Thompson couldn't tell, just out of sight. No drawers slid, but his hand came out and they held a white card. Again they vanished. This time they held a metal pointed pen. It shone with a night blue luster in the candle flame.
"Name?"
"James Thompson."
"Born?"
"March 3rd, 1902. "Is all this necessary?"
"Of course. You must have all the records in order that you may become a full-time member."
"Full-time member of what?"
"The Horror Book Club."
He scratched on the card, writing down the information Thompson had given him. He then put both card and pen out of sight under the desk. His hands came back up empty.
"Everything's been taken care of. You've been admitted."
"Is that right? What kind of books do you have? I mean, could you let me have an idea of some of your titles? Dracula? Frankenstein, The Turn of the Screw, things like that?"
"Oh no, Mr. Thompson, we deal in actual stark horror. We never use second-rate products."
He had begun to wonder whether membership to this club was exclusive. The candle kept on burning, but it stayed the same size. The hands dipped down again. Thompson wondered if it was some kind of game. They came back. They put a book on the desk. It was a thin book, roughly a foot square. It had a whitish cover. The old man's fingers rasped on the covers when he put it down on the desk.
"Human skin. Very good binding."
"Yes."
He glanced at the cover. In square letters, the cover said, "The Most Horrible Story in the World." Smaller type, down near the lower right-hand corner, said James Thompson, January 3rd, 1953.
Why, that's today.
A formality. We always record on the books when a new member enters the club. Keeps the record straight.
Oh. Do I just start reading?
I'll conduct you to one of our reading rooms. We provide special reading room for the use of members.
The old man took the book in one hand, the candle in other, and started walking. Thompson followed the old man. They went through an opening in the wall that he had not seen before, but it was in a dim corner, difficult to see clearly. They walked down a long hall. On each side of the hall were closed doors. The candle made shapes move on the walls.
What's that screaming? It seems to come from behind these doors.
That's right. This is the horror book club, you know. All of our members take an active interest in their reading. They participate. They get horrified. It's really a horrible book, you know.
Is it? Is that the only book you carry?
Yes. We've had many editions made. It's the most horrible story in the world, you understand? The most horrible one ever conceived. That's why all our members read it.
The hall seemed to stretch on endlessly. Doors marched by. Screams faded. New screams took their place.
How late are you open?
I stay here all the time. Members are always coming in. They usually stay for a long time. The book is irresistible.
Must be.
Finally, they came to a door. The old man stopped. He seemed to pull at the door and it opened, although there was no handle on it. He motioned Thompson inside. The reading room had one chair and one table. An unlit candle stood on the table. The old man applied flame to his candle.
Severe, but functional. All you really need to enjoy a good horror story.
Well, thanks. Is it customary to pay or tip?
Oh, no. The founders take care of that.
Founders? Still alive?
Oh, certainly.
Must like horror stories to set up a place like this.
They do. Well, I hope you like the book.
He walked out and closed the door. Thompson murmured a couple of times and saw that no one was listening. He laughed foolishly and sat down on the chair. He picked up the book, feeling the tinkle on his mind once more. He opened the book and began to read. It was a very short story. He finished it almost immediately, and it certainly was horrible, almost too horrible. He closed the book and got up. His face felt very pale. He went to the door. He tried to open it. It would not open.
Old man! Old man!
He was so insistent in his yelling that he had not stopped to think about the other screaming out in the hall. He expected the old man to come, and he did.
Yes, I don't like this book, and the door is locked. I want to leave.
You can't.
What do you mean I can't? What kind of place is this anyway?
You're a member now.
It was very final. Thompson felt that the old man was gone.
Old man! Old man!
He shouted again, but there was no answer. He went back to the table. His stomach seemed to be gone. He opened the book. He read the story again. He couldn't help reading it. It had a kind of fascination. He began to see the true horror in the tale. When he reread it for the fifth time, he started to scream.
Ah!
Everybody else screamed. Why shouldn't he? After all, he was in the mood. His stomach felt icy. The candle kept on burning, but it stayed the same size. His eyes showed a glazed expression of madness as the full import of what he had just read registered on his mind. And then he screamed and screamed. He alternated between periods of screaming and reading, and each time he read the book, it became more horrible. The infinity of horror was something too vast to contemplate. He felt no need for food, or water, or sleep. The story was so horrible. The candle kept on burning. Thompson read the story from the book of skin with his name on it. He read it rapidly. It was a very short story. All it said was, "You are dead."
This story reminded me of something from my late teen years. I remember going to Smashan, which is a Hindu cemetery ground where dead bodies are brought to be burnt on a pyre. It was my friend's grandmother who passed away. But I remember being perplexed with the calm and mostly peaceful demeanor of other people who attended the ceremony, especially of the immediate family members. There were few who were sobbing uncontrollably, but they stood out in the crowd like a sore thumb. It was really confusing. Before this, I've always witnessed such occurrences to be full of people crying uncontrollably, fainting by shock, some struggling to even stand, and hanging on the body in their attempt to stop it from leaving for the final destination, the Shmashan. It did not make any sense. Was she a bad person that people are not sad? Thought my young and stupid mind. I just couldn't stop thinking about it. Being in a place where almost everyone is dealing and thinking about death was scary for me. I don't remember thinking about death this much in my life before, and I did not know how to process these emotions. Death. It's the ultimate unknown, the ultimate terror. As someone who's approaching an age milestone this year, I couldn't stop but think about death more frequently now. But why? Why do we fear death when we all know it's inevitable? In the classic book, The Denial of Death, by anthropologist Ernest Becker, he declares that there is a rumble of panic underlying everything. And this is the result of an existential paradox. This is the terror, to have emerged from nothing, to have a name, consciousness of self, deep inner feelings, an excruciating inner yearning for life, and self-expression, and with all this, yet to die. But are we really afraid of the death? Research shows that people are often more afraid of the unknown, separation from loved ones, and eternal damnation than they are afraid of no longer existing. In fact, when given a choice between living forever alone or dying prematurely surrounded by loved ones, most people choose death. I know that reminding people of their own mortality tends to make them fear death. But if someone feels a strong sense of having meaning in life, this reminder doesn't bother them. The simplest explanation of this comes from Mark Twain, who said, "The fear of death follows from the fear of life. A man who lives fully is prepared to die at any time." Back in Shmashan, my confusion continued. My friends were of no help for any answers, and I couldn't muster up courage to ask anyone over there. But finally, I overheard a couple of elders talking about it. I am paraphrasing, but I heard something on the lines of, "We should not disrespect a well-lived life by mourning. Death is the only truth in the world. She lived a great life and enriched everyone's life that she touched, and that's no reason for sadness." It did not make any sense to me at that time, but I'm glad that I overheard that. In the end, as Chuck Palahniuk said, we all die. The goal isn't to live forever. The goal is to create something that will. That's it for this episode. I hope you like it. I'd also love to hear your feedback on this episode or anything related to the show. You can reach me on show's social media or website, which are linked below. In the show notes, you can also find links to the story, research, and to fabulous articles on this topic. Thank you for listening. Till next time, stay as awesome as you are.